In casting the eye over a Mexican manuscript, or map, as it is called, one is struck with the grotesque caricatures it exhibits of the human figure. Monstrous, overgrown heads on puny, misshapen bodies, which are themselves hard and angular in their outlines and without the least skill in composition. On closer inspection, however, it is obvious that it is not so much a rude attempt to delineate nature as a conventional symbol to express the idea in the most clear and forcible manner. Those parts of the figure are most distinctly traced which are the most important. The Aztecs had various emblems for expressing such things as, from their nature, could not be directly represented by the painter, as, for example, the years, months, days, the seasons, the elements, the heavens, and the like. A tongue denoted speaking, a footprint traveling, a man sitting on the ground, an earthquake. These symbols were often very arbitrary, varying with the caprice of the writer. Clumsy as it was, however, the Aztec picture writing seems to have been adequate to the demands of the nation in their imperfect state of civilization. By means of it were recorded all their laws, their tribute rolls, their mythology, calendars, and rituals. In order to estimate aright the picture writing of the Aztecs, one must regard it in connection with oral tradition, to which it was auxiliary. The hieroglyphics served as a sort of stenography, a collection of notes, suggesting to the initiated much more than could be conveyed by a literal interpretation. This combination of the written and the oral comprehended what may be called the literature of the Aztecs. At the time of the arrival of the Spaniards, great quantities of these manuscripts were treasured up in the country. They were regarded in the same light with the idols and temples as the symbols of a pestilent superstition that must be extirpated. The first Archbishop of Mexico, Don Juan de Zumarraga, collected these paintings from every quarter and reduced them all to ashes. In less than 100 years after the conquest, the knowledge of the hieroglyphics had so far declined